Yo, what's up fam? Mighty Hot here, back with another dose of reality straight to your ears. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that feels like trying to untangle a phone charger in the dark. Theft forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly replaying your past mistakes on loop, like some cringy TikTok compilation? You know that feeling when you trip and faceplant in front of everyone only to be haunted by it for weeks? Yeah, been there, done that. Got the awkward silence as a souvenir. The thing is, Gen Z, we're raised on instant gratification, high-speed internet, and a pressure to be perfect all the time. But let's face it, we're human. We mess up. Big time. Holding on to those mistakes, though? That's just like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down, prevents you from moving forward, and makes your spine permanently curved. So, how do we ditch the guilt trip and actually practice self-forgiveness? Let me drop some truth bombs on you. 1. Recognize that mistakes are part of the human experience. Seriously, everyone messes up. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it. Think of it like a video game. You lose a level, you reload, and you come back stronger. No shame in trying again. 2. Stop comparing yourself to others. The highlight reel that is social media. Yeah, that's just curated perfection. Nobody's life is actually that smooth sailing. Comparing yourself to someone else's carefully edited version of reality is like comparing apples to, well, to a super filtered apple with perfect lighting and a trendy background. Just focus on your own journey, fam. 3. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Let's be real, feeling guilty or ashamed after messing up is normal. Bottling it up just makes things worse. Acknowledge those emotions, but don't let them define you. They're like a passing storm, intense for a moment, then they move on. 4. Make amends where possible. If your mistake hurts someone, apologize sincerely and try to make things right. This doesn't mean begging forgiveness or making excuses. It means owning up to your actions and taking responsibility. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who made a mistake. Seriously, would you berate your bestie for tripping over their own feet? No. So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you totally bombed that presentation at school. You're replaying it in your head, feeling the heat of every awkward silence, every stumble over your words. But then, instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you messed up, it happens to the best of us. And remind yourself that this one presentation doesn't define your entire worth. You learn from it, practice for next time, and rock on. See? You got this. Remember, self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened or pretending like it didn't matter. It's about accepting that you made a mistake, learning from it, and moving forward with your head held high. So ditch the guilt trip, own your stumbles, and get ready to slay the next challenge. And hey, if you found this helpful, hit that follow button, rate the podcast, and share it with your squad. Let's spread some self-love vibes, one episode at a time. You got this. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.